The question is, who is God? And the answer is, what God are you talking about? Each one of us have an image of God in his or her head. But is that the real God? Is that the true God? When we say who is God, capital G, who is that? How many is there? Well, God is one. It says so clearly in Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, is one God. So there's the one God. That is the only true God, the one God. Is there two gods? Yes, but is he the real God? No. I'm the true God. But am I God? No. Am I a mighty God? Yes. But can I ever compete with the one God? I better not dare even think it, let alone act on it. So what is the true God? Well, the one God made a copy of himself, an image. And that is the best servant of God. Why? Because in essence, he is God without being God. And so he could do everything God does without God having to do it. So who is more powerful? A God that does everything or a God that makes another God that does everything? Obviously, it's the second one. A God who makes a God that can do everything. Why? Because God, who is so powerful, doesn't have to hear all your prayers and all your complaints and all your the misery you're going through, because it's not his. He did not create any evil. He did not create anything yet. And so, he is the one God who creates only that which deserves to be created. But in order to create that which needs to be created, which is impossible, by the way, if there's only one and there's nothing else, there's absolutely nothing else. There's only the one God. There's one God and there's nothing else. In order for God to make something that deserves to be created, he makes an image of himself, and then that God creates, or doesn't create, but he makes everything in preparation for creation. The one who is the image of one, 67, who is the image of 66, 43, who is the image of the 34, 34, is our only choice. He is the only way. The word choice, 43, Mark, 43, book. The book is our only salvation, God's book. The Bible, the Quran, that's God's book. The Torah, the Gospel, and the Quran. And all the other doctrine that has the signature of the one who is the image of God. And so everything that has my signature is considered doctrine, scripture. Anything that does not have my signature is not my doctrine, and is not doctrine, and is not scripture. And so we are talking about who is God. God is the one who made everything that you think you see and experience without it being in existence yet. It's inside of a zero. And so when God puts something inside of a zero, in a tree, for example, that's where we live, in this universe, then you become a zero. Are you anything? No. Why? You're inside a zero. What's inside a zero? Nothing. Because if there is anything inside the zero, the whole formula will collapse upon itself. How could there be something inside of nothing? But that's what God did for you. In order for you to have a chance at creation. Now, are you the only universe given a chance to be part of creation? No. And yes, meaning that it doesn't matter to you. The only thing that matters to you is whether your universe is going to make it or not. And whether the universe makes it or not depends on each and every one of you. There will not be a big bang unless you bang big. There will not be creation unless you deserve it. If you are inside of the zero, and then you do something phenomenal, something fantastic, then the zero deserves to become an O. And if you become an O, then you become 15 instead of a zero. That's the mathematical version of what is going on. Is that the entire universe has and is surrounded by a big zero that nobody can penetrate. Why? Because you live inside that zero. You are that zero. The universe is nothing. Think of it as the word one. So there's the N-E and there's the O. And inside the O, that's where you are at. So you are with God. You're inside the zero of the one. And you feel the pain of not being part, a complete part of one, because you simply don't exist. But being so close and being part of the only thing that is alive and exists, is that how you say it? Exists. Then you have such passionate, unfathomable, undescribable feeling of wanting to be more, wanting more. Because God is so much, and you're like, why am I so empty? Well, it's because you live inside the zero. And the zero is emptiness. In order for you to be more, you would have to transform yourselves. You have to do something incredible. Now, that would be an impossible task without knowing what is it that we have to do in order to be complete and not just a zero. And to be complete and more than just a zero, you would have to remove all the evil from within you. If inside this zero, you become only good, you become one with one, then you will be taken out of the zero and you will become the one. And then you will have the N and the E, and you will have the with you. And you will no longer be a zero. You will be the beginning and the end. Now, being inside the zero, but being part of God, you could seek help from the NE, or the EN, which is 19, the beginning and the end. And so you say, can I use 19? And I say to you, absolutely, I am 19. And therefore, you can use me. How do we use you? Well, 19 is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which stands for a new beginning and a new ending. And what does that mean? In order for you to become something more than what you are now, and of course, you could either be more or you will be erased. And erasing a zero is not that difficult. But to be more, you would have to use a new beginning and a new ending to rewrite your story. You must rewrite who you are. You cannot change the fact that you are a zero inside of a zero. But what you can do is say, well, let me begin the story. Since I could have a new beginning, you could choose any beginning. But in case you get lost, I say, let me give you a new beginning. And your new beginning is that you began as a copy of Adam. You're not Adam, who is me, but a copy of Adam, who is me. And so the copy of Adam, you as the copy of Adam, as the children of Adam, as the sons of man, and that includes the daughters, of course. Now, your new story is that it was you, and only you. Adam did not eat of the tree. Adam did not go nowhere to the tree. But you, you were the one who ate of the tree. You are the one who committed the first sin. You are the one, we say, the fall of man. You are the cause of the fall of man. You, and you alone, no one else. We say, well, that's not a good beginning. And I say, this is the best beginning. Because if you are the fall of man, then you could also be the resurrection of man. And that's the ending. I'm not just giving you a beginning with no ending. I'm giving you a new ending too. I'm giving you several. If that doesn't suit you, I could give you another beginning. But I think this is suitable for your purposes. Why? Because you want to blame everything on everybody else. Oh, well, if it wasn't for Adam eating the fruit. Well, Adam did not eat the fruit. You ate it. Oh, okay. And now, who is everybody mad at? You. Who made sin enter into the tree? You. And who is the reason that we are not in heaven? You. Who else? Nobody else. You. Just you, Adam. The copy. And so now, well, I must do something to fix this. Well, you can stop eating the tree and cut it down. Well, can I stop eating it? I gotta eat something. Cut the motherfucker down. Cut it down. Cut the tree down. Then you could fix what you started. And then whatever fruit you ate, you could just shit it out. I don't think that's going to be right. Yeah, that's good. It's a beautiful new beginning. And you are the villain. Don't you like that story? You love it, don't you? You're the villain. Evil one. What is all these people doing? They're doing this on purpose. Oh, well, I'm going to ask them. Hey. Hey. You ain't got no weed?
Weed? No, I just got tobacco, brother. I got cream content, Mac Mega.
You got what?
I got cream. You got it, bro.
You got some cream?
Yeah.
Can I have some?
Huh?
Can I have some?
Maybe I have some. Huh? No, but yeah, I don't got no cream, bro.
You know what you just said?
No, no, yeah, my friend got it. He said he got it.
Yo.
I got kitchen, desert science, and retortory, thin knives, and I just found this right here, so.
Yo. No, yeah. I just need some weed. Does he have weed?
I said, what's up?
Ask him if he has weed.
Oh, hey! You wanted some what, bro? Yeah, ask him, bro.
Yeah. Hey, you ain't got no weed? Anyway, as I was saying earlier, is that you are the villain in this story. You are the evil Adam. You are the evil copy of Adam. See, Adam is not evil. Adam is good. Adam is the servant of God. Adam is the image of God. How could he be bad? How could he eat of the tree if God told him not to eat of the tree? He couldn't have it. But what Adam did is he made a copy of himself. And you are that copy. You are his children, basically. And you ate of the tree. Each and every one of you ate of the tree. But you did it, you know, the man and the woman. And you are the man and the woman nowadays in the United States. You ate of the tree, you... you caused the fall of man. And so what did he do? You blamed Adam for everything. But you are Adam. You can't blame anybody for you being a villain. You are the villain. The only way to fix what you did is for you to go from being the villain into being the hero of the story. Which is what? You have a tree. An evil tree that has three branches. If you cut the three branches and you put the one branch in their place, you put the branch, which is Yeshua, which is Sayed, which is the branch, then you would have saved the universe, your universe. You would go out of the zero and you would become one. The image of one. But how do you do that? You have to stop eating the tree and you have to cut down the tree, and then you will be given a magical new branch, yours truly. And when you put that branch instead of the three branches, then you would have the new tree, which the book speaks about. You will find that in Daniel twice. There is the stone that hit the image. And you could be that stone. And we could make a big mountain that will fill the whole earth. Or we could cut down the tree, leave the stump, and build, put the branch. And that tree is going to take over the whole earth. So you will go from being the villain of the story to being the superhero of the story. Is that doable? Is that achievable? Absolutely. This was designed for you. I made this for you. Can I cut down the tree? Absolutely. Am I going to cut down the tree? I cannot go nowhere near the tree. Not if I'm a good Adam. I can't go near the tree. But I could tell you about the tree. I could describe the tree to you. I could point you to the tree. I could describe the tree for you, as I said. And I could tell you how to cut down the tree. But can I myself cut down the tree for you? I can not go nowhere near the tree, but I can cut it from far away, which is basically what I'm doing. I'm cutting the tree from far away because I cannot go near that tree. And who's going to cut down the tree for me? The hero of this story. Is it me? No, you. You are you are the hero of this story. Why? Because I want you to get the credit for cutting down the tree. I already have enough credit. You got plenty. So, I don't want to hoard all the credit. You understand me? And so, from far away, I will call you on your, whatever it is I'm calling you on right now. And I will tell you, can you hear me? And you will all say, yes, I can hear you, even though I know you hear me. And so I tell you, are you guys willing to cut down this tree? And you're like, yes. I'm like, cut it down. And you're like, we have no idea how, nor are we able to, nor do we understand anything you're saying. I'm like, that's wonderful news. For your enemy. I'm like, look, it's a tree. It has three branches. It is located somewhere in Washington, D.C. You will find that there's one that's called the House of Representatives. And I'm not talking about the structure. Don't attack the structure, dumbass Donald Trump. You attack the Capitol. I'm not telling you to attack the Capitol. I'm telling you to rewrite the book. The book is the Constitution. The Constitution I wrote for you. The Constitution that I wrote with my own hands for you. And in it, I gave you the tools that you need in order to cut down this tree. And so the Constitution is the tree that needs to be trimmed and altered. Are we against the Constitution? Of course not, because it is my Constitution and I wrote it and it is my name and it has my signature in it. What we want to do is use the powers that the Constitution gives you, the power to amend the Constitution. That's the power, and that is the saw that I give you. I'm not giving you no bombs or weapons to go attack structures. There is no structures. This is obvious. You could ask any scientist. They tell you this tree that you see in front of you, it doesn't even exist. And nobody knew what it means, but now I explain to you. None of this is real. Nothing is real yet. Not until you amend the Constitution. Not until, by amending the Constitution, you cut down the tree, and you, the only one who ate of the tree, the one who caused the fall of man, can now reclaim what is his, which is what? The garden. And in the garden are many trees, and each tree is a universe. Do you understand now how this works? Why are you stuck in one rotten tree when you could be in any tree you want? Any tree you want. And we could move from any tree to any other tree. We could live any life we want. Half of us could be on one tree and the other half on another tree. We could do that, even though I wouldn't suggest that. Why? What do I know, man? I'm just learning this stuff as I go. But at the same time, I really shouldn't be talking to villains, but I got a soft spot for you because you are one good-looking, sexy villain, man and woman. And therefore, I'm like, baby, please cut down the tree for me, please. And you're like, no. So I start singing to you, baby, 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 please cut down the tree, cut down the tree. And you're like, no. I'm like, baby, please, 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 at least cut down one branch of the tree. And you're like, no. I'm like, honey, 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 sweetheart. Baby, what do I have to do? What do you want me to do? What can I give you to cut down this tree? That way we could all live. And you're like, you cut it down. If I cut it down, then you will not be. I'll only be, and I'm already be. So what do I gain? If you don't cut down the tree, you will not be. I want you to be. Please, baby, be. Baby, be. Cut down the tree, baby. You ate the tree. Did I tell you to eat the tree? Yeah. I know, but I really figured that, okay, you ate the tree, then I will come to you, and I'm like, hey, cut down the tree, and you will cut it down. I didn't know that I have to sing a million songs and you know, do all that. I really thought you cut down the tree. Father said, cut down the tree. We cut down the tree. And it's not like we're not going to have another tree. I'm not telling you cut down the tree and eat nothing. But if that's what it takes, like fasting for 3 days after you cut down the tree and waiting for the other tree to go up or something, that's fine too, because you need to get the poison out of you. You need to be empty. And then I could put the new life into you, a new soul. See, I am the soul. And so I could make copies, and I am water. And with me, you could live. Even if you are dirt, I'll just get rid of the dye and put the water on the RT. We put water on RT, and that's 95, isn't it? Absolutely. And I am 95. Who is 95? David. Who is 95? The one. Who is 95? Walmart. Me. Well, I thought I was 95 because I worked 9 to 5. Well, yeah, you too. 9 to 5. Yeah, you could be that too. I'm not tripping. Whatever you want, baby, baby, baby. Please, please. Cut down the tree, baby. Please, please. Cut it down, baby. What do I have to do? I will do whatever you want me to do. If you don't cut down the tree, you will never be, and I'll be sad. But really happy in heaven, but really sad. But real happy. So please, I love you. Cut down this tree. It's not that hard, okay?